Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Rishali Beitza a Parakeh in the middle of explaining Halacha Beis and the Oizvah Tzuris Dafsa Mem Beis on Beis about halfway through at the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah Volei Makdishin and the Oizvah Tzuris Dafsa Mem Favomar Aleph right at the top. And today's Dafsa sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Sar Bas Riyakim Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us Volei Makdishin one is not to be Makdish on Shabbos or Yontif. Says the Gemara Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha says B'shem Rav Imi that is Spalgud Rabbi Yechon Rishim Elokish Rabbi Yechon Rishlokish argue Chanam or one of them says Makdishin the one is allowed to be Makdish for Chanam or the other one says in Makdishin no being Makdish and the Gemara says. They explain this. What's the machlokes? Rabbi Yochanan or Makdishin b'tchila b'yomtev, and Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar a Makdishin b'tchila b'yomtev. Rabbi Yochanan holds the one could be Makdish an animal chatchila on yomtev. If he doesn't have his carbon chagiga that he's supposed to bring yomtev, he can obtain an animal on yomtev and be Makdish it, no problem. Even though usually that might be a problem of Mekach Memker regarding being Makdish an animal on yomtev, it's fine. Whereas Rish Lakish holds it's usher to do this. Now we connect this to another machlokes regarding a person who doesn't have his carbon Pesach, and this is when Erev Pesach is Shabbos. So he can't go to the store and buy one with money. What does he do? So Isan Tani, those that teach in a brayso, he just simply goes to a fellow who sells young sheep. He obtains an animal from him. He could give him his talis, his garment in exchange, and then after Yom Tov he works out the price. And Isan Tani, those that teach that he has to go to a person who sells animals that were already designated to be a carbon pesach. Now Manda Amar according to the first Manda Amar that he goes to somebody who just simply sells sheep. Manda Amar Magdishin. That's according to the Manda Amar, which is Rabbi Yechanan, that one is allowed to be Makdish an animal in Yom Tov. It's pretty simple to understand that. He goes to the animal dealer who's just selling him a regular animal, and then once he obtains it on Yom Tov, then he's Makdish it as his Karban Pesach. Whereas Manda Omar, according to the Manda Omar, that he has to go to somebody who's selling an animal which is already designated as a Karban Pesach, Manda Omar in Makdishin, and that's according to Rish Lakish, the one's not allowed to be Makdish an animal on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Therefore, it has to be pre-sanctified before Shabbos. Now the Gemara has to make a diuk based off of one of these shitas. We know the following thing regarding Karban Pesach, that it's supposed to be eaten bechabura in a group of people, and one has to be pre-registered to a Karban Pesach in order to be able to partake of it. You can't just decide Seder night that you're going to join up with a bunch of friends and eat from Karban Pesach. It has to be done earlier, and the Mishnah tells us that one could join in a Chabura and leave a Chabura if he wants, up until it's Shechita. Once it's Shechted, though, one can't join it, and this is allowed to be done even on Shabbos. And the way that it works is through Tanai Bezdin. There's a stipulation made by Bezdin, which means it's basically a pre-existing condition that even though one person was the one that bought the Karban Pesach, he paid for the entire thing. Still, even though people are going to join in later on, they're considered to have a full part of that carbon. And the question is, how exactly does that work? So there's two different options. One of them is that, let's say, we'll call him Reuven, when he purchased the animal, so the whole thing becomes Kadosh as the Karban Pesach, and then when a new person joins in his Chabura, let's call him Shimon, so part of it becomes deconsecrated, so to speak, the Kedusha comes off of it, and then gets re-Makudish, it gets reconsecrated for Shimon. That's one option. The other option is that when Reuven bought it and he was Makdishin and he sanctified and designated as a Karban Pesach, he has in mind that anybody who's going to end up joining, that he's included in that first designation. Hadamar, this tells us, She'ena Yotzel Chulin V'chazer Kadesh, that it's not like the first option, that when Reuven was Makdish the Karban Pesach, that it becomes completely Kadesh, and then when a new person comes in, some of that Kedusha falls off, and then it becomes re-sanctified. Because in Tamar, Yotzel Chulin V'chazer Kadesh, if you want to say that's what actually happens, Mem Gimel Ralph on top, Makdish. That should be usur on Shabbos because of Makdish Yitunin and Makdishin. We just said on Shabbos, you're not to be Makdish. You can't be Makdish an animal fresh on Shabbos. So must be it if we're allowing a person to join in the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. Again, that's as long as before the Shechita happened. The only way that's possible is if we go with the second option, that when Reuven bought this animal and was Makdish it, already then, anyone who's going to be joining in later on was included from the beginning. However, Chananya, Rav Mana, they argue and they say that not a raya. Chad Amar, one of them says, B'makdish l'machar. Then we said, according to the Tano, who Rish Lakish is going with, that when a person has to buy an animal, Karban Pesach, on Shabbos, he has to go to somebody who's a Meicher Psachim. This fellow is selling animals that already were designated before Shabbos. That's where he's being Makdashit l'machar. In other words, the person wasn't Makdashit Erev Shabbos. It didn't obtain its designation on Shabbos itself. The person just said Erev Shabbos, that on Shabbos, it's going to obtain its Kedusha, and therefore it's not necessarily right for Rish Lakish. B'chon Amar, the other one says that he actually was Makdashit Erev Shabbos, however, Makdash Lebed the Kabayis, he was Makdashit with a lower level of Kedusha, which is for Bad the Kabayis, meaning it's really just technically being designated for the Beis HaMikdash Upkeep Fund, and then when somebody decides to buy it on Shabbos, he's able to elevate its level of Kedusha from Bad the Kabayis to Kedushas Hagof to be used as a carbon, and that small jump in Kedusha is allowed to be done on Shabbos. So really, there's no right to Rish Lakish here. And for further clarification, Omar Shammai, Shammai says, Afilu Kamando Omar Magdishin, even according to the Mando Omar, that L'chatchila, one is allowed to be Makdish an animal on Shabbos or Yom Tev, that's Be'azara. It's only allowed to be done in the Azara once the animal is there. Why is that Mishum Shvos, Shetir B'Mikdash? It's really only Asur to be Makdish an animal on Shabbos because of Shvos. It's Isur Drabanon because it's like Mecha Chumemker. And we know that the majority of Isur Drabanon, of Isur Shvos, are Mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. So even according to this Mando Omar, which is Mekel, it's only allowed to be done in the Azara. We continue explaining the Mishnah said, Kol Elu B'Yomtev Amru, Kavachomer L'Shabbos, that all these Yisurim that we mentioned that are not allowed to be done on Yomtev, the Kavachomer is that for sure it's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. And then the Mishnah proceeded to tell us that the only difference between Shabbos and Yomtev is Eichel Nefesh. The food things on Yomtev are permitted, whereas on Shabbos they're not. So the Gemara asks, Elain Inin, these are the only ones, it's the only difference between Shabbos and Yomtev, but it's L'Chayronin, there's many others. Skila B'Shabbos means Skila B'Yomtev, Karis B'Shabbos means Karis B'Yomtev, Makis B'Yomtev means Makis B'Shabbos. When a person's overlap on Shabbos, B'Mezid, and he had Asra, or he had warning, and there was Edom there, so he's going to get Skila. If not, he's going to be Chayv Karis, and neither of these apply B'Yomtev. Whereas by Yomtev, if a person's overlap, he gets Malkis, whereas on Shabbos, he won't. And anything if you want to suggest, says the Gemara. The what's our Mishnah saying when it tells us that the only difference between Shabbos and Yomtev is regarding this? That's B'Dvarim Shesh Ben Oichal Nefesh Asin and Misni. It's specifically regarding food related things that those are the only differences. That can't be because of Tanin. We have a Mishnah that we learned about earlier. Mashchilin Peres Derech Haru B'Yomtev Avoloi B'Shabbos. The one's allowed to lower fruit, which is on the roof that's drying and is going to get ruined, that can be lowered through the skylight on Yomtev, just not on Shabbos. And that has nothing to do with Oichal Nefesh. That's because it's going to be a loss of money for him. And we allowed this Tircha on Yomtev, not on Shabbos. And again, that has nothing to do with Oichal Nefesh. And Vayim Nadav, further we see, Shaykhin Atzibusam will Mila B'Yomtev, Avoloi B'Shabbos. In regards to Bris Mila, it's being done in Yomtev. One's allowed to crush up Besamim, but he's not allowed to do this on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yisrael Biasa just puts a little plug in, V'Hushamal, that's only for Bris Mila actually happened. Memgelon Bez, Vayim Nadav, we also see from the following, which we had earlier in the Mesechta, Perak Dalid, the Tony Brysa teaches, Madim Chom Rameir, Chom Agrid Rameir, Bechaisam Shabakarka, with a seal that's in the ground, meaning if we have like a bar or something in the ground that has a cover and it's connected by way of rope, Shemefakfikin, Umafkin, Umatirin, Umchitchin, the one could shake the rope until it gets undone. One can even unravel the rope. One can untie the knot. One can even cut it. Whereas B'Shabbos, Mefakfekin, Avoloi Mafkin, Voloi Matirin, Voloi Chaytchin, as we see, there's a clear difference between Yomtev and Shabbos. And this brass just concluded that B'Kalim, in regards to regular Kalim, such as a box that's above the ground, it's not connected to the ground, B'Shabbos Mutter, on Shabbos this is permitted, and Ein Tzarich Lomar B'Yomtev, you don't have to say on Yomtev. And so the Gemara is concluding with a question that we clearly say there's many differences between Yomtev and Shabbos that aren't related to Eichel Nefesh. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says that the only difference between Shabbos and Yomtev is Eichel Nefesh? And again, no answer to this. We continue explaining the Mishnah that had said, Ein ben Yomtev l'Shabbos el Eichel Nefesh b'lavad. And here we have a very important Gerson insertion. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, we have a brass in the name Rabbi Yehuda that af machshirei Eichel Nefesh etiru, even preparatory things for food, that's also permitted, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And so now the question is, ma b'nehain, what's the difference? Where do we see a practical application of this machloikis between the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda? The Chum say only Eichel Nefesh, and Rabbi Yehuda says even machshirei Eichel Nefesh. So Rechizda says, L'chadeid roshish al shpud b'nehain. Their machloikis is it permitted to sharpen the tip of a spit? He wants to roast meat, and the tip of the spit that's going to be stuck into the meat is not sharp enough. Is he allowed to sharpen that? The Chum say no, because that's machshirei Eichel Nefesh. It's just a preparatory thing in order to be able to cook. And Rabbi Yehuda would say that that's okay. Whereas Chanina Brid Ravo Amar, he says, L'hoitzi esh min ha'etzim b'nehain, is it permitted to create a fire from wood? We had mentioned this earlier as well in the Masechta, that there are certain types of wood that if a person rubs these two pieces together, that's going to create a fire. And that's our machlokes, says Chanina Brid Ravo. And according to this Shita, that which Rav Chisda had commented on regarding sharpening a spit, the Chacham would actually agree that that's okay, that that's no different than putting wood in the fire. That's permitted according to the Chachamim, because it's really very much part and parcel of the cooking process, and so it's the same thing, a spit that needs to be sharpened, that can be done as well, according to the Shita. Now, Tana Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, Dabar Delaya, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi from Bar Delaya said, Hu Adavar, yeah, that's the thing, that's the matter that they argue about, and the question is, Mahu Adavar? What exactly was Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi commenting on? What was he referring to when he said, Hu Adavar? L'chadid Rosh Hashal Shpud Hu Adavar? Oy Lohitzi Eshman Avanim Hu Adavar? Which one is it? And we don't have an answer to what Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi was referring to. However, continues the Gemara, Les L'cha El Kada, we have a riot from the following of what the Machlekes is, Ein Mashchizen Es Asakin, we had said this before as well, Ein Mashchizen Es Asakin, one is not allowed to sharpen a knife, Avol Masiol Gabi Chaverto, he could rub one knife against the other, he can't use a regular sharpener, but he could rub two knives against each other, and Rav Chisda had said, Rabbi Yehuda, this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, who allows Machshira Echol Nefesh. However, we also had another Shita, and we take out the word Da'amayr from the Girsa, Rabbi Yehuda says, B'Shem Shmuel, Divra HaKoyel, this is really according to everybody. Why would the Chacham agree to this? Kedei L'Haver Sham Nunes Shalel, because this is not sharpening the knife, this is just a way of cleaning it to remove the fat from it, so he rubs it against another knife. And the bottom line is, we see from this discussion, that it's like Rav Chisda, that the Chamim argue even in the case of sharpening a knife, and that means that they would argue in the case of sharpening a shpud, a spit, as well, because that's the same situation. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.